peace of God be with you all.
愿神的平安与大家同在。
Again, today is General Congregation Day.
今天我们是信徒大会。
So I'd like to use a topic, be faithful until death for mutual encouragement.
我们今天要用这个至死忠心的题目，大家来做相互的勉励。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 2, verse 10.
我们来看启示录第二章第十节。
Revelation chapter 2, 10.
启示录二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
二章第十节。
Do not fear any of the things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. The Lord asked John to write a letter to the church of Ephesus.
使徒约翰写一封信给士美拿教会。
And then tell them that they shall be faithful until death.
让他们要至死忠心。
The Lord will tell them that God allowed Satan to test the church for 10 days.
这里讲到神允许魔鬼来试炼教会十日之久。
But they shall not be feared.
但是他们却不要害怕。
Because this is the process to gain the crown of life.
因为这是他们怎么样子来得到生命的冠冕的一个历程。
So God will be with them.
神将会与他们同在。
Therefore, they shall be continue their faithfulness toward God.
所以他们应该继续的对神保持忠心。
Today, we as a church, we may go through tribulation and trials also.
今天作为一个教会，我们也会经受苦难或试炼。
Just like in the New Testament time, many churches has gone through trials and tribulations.
就像是在新约时代、使徒时代的教会，很多教会都经历过苦难。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2 to 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章，第二节到五节。
Chapter 3, 2 to 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书3章2到5节.
And Saint Timothy, our brethren and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith. Verse 3.
三节.
That no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourself know that we are appointed to this. Verse 4.
四节.
For in fact, we told you before, when we were with you, that you would suffer tribulations, just as it happened. And you know, for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent it to you. I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor might be in vain. Paul sent Timothy especially to consult and comfort the church in Thessalonica.
这时候，保罗送提摩太到帖撒罗尼迦教会去，来劝慰他们。
Because they had gone through great tribulations.
因为他们经过很大的患难。
And Paul says that this is a test that they might shaken you and you may lose the faith.
保罗说，这主般的患难可能会摇动他们，让他们丧失信心。
And Paul also mentioned that actually we are appointed to this.
但是保罗也讲到说，我们受患难原是命定的。
So today as a church, we might go through troubles.
所以今天教会可能会经受苦难。
I don't know what kind of trouble we have today.
我不知道今日我们将会受到什么样的苦难。
But there are many things bother us in the society.
但是在社会上很多事情会让我们烦扰。
There are many criticism from the internet concerning True Jesus Church.
比如说，在网络上有对我们教会的批评。
Not only because church is composed of members, and even some members are got to go through some trials and tribulations.
教会是由信徒组成的，信徒本身也在经受各种各样的患难。
Just like Peter was shaken a he was sifted, like wheat, according to Jesus.
就像是彼得如主耶稣预言一样，用筛子被筛过一样。
So in all these trials, the Lord encourages us to stand firm.
在这种各种试炼跟苦难中，主在这里鼓励我们要站立稳定。
Do not lose our faith.
不要在信心上跌倒。
Continue to be faithful.
要继续对神忠心。
There are many touching stories that I can observe in the church.
我观察教会很多各种各样发生的事情。
Even though some brothers and sisters indeed, they are in suffering.
真的，很多有的弟兄姐妹真的是在受苦。
Some may lose their jobs.
有些可能丧失他的工作。
Some may have problems in the family.
有些可能在家庭中有问题。
But they never give up on God.
但是他们却从不放弃神。
They continue to go to church services.
他们继续来参加教会的聚会。
They continue to open their house for brothers and sisters to go to services.
继续打开他们的家，让弟兄姐妹们到他们家来聚会。
Actually, the Lord tells us that the trial and tribulations is only limited within 10 days.
但这里神说，这种试炼是持续十天。
That means that our trials is a period, only last for a period of time.
这意味着我们的试炼将会有一段时间的限制。
Therefore, we should be very patient.
所以我们要有耐心来等待。
The Lord will for sure open a way for us.
主将会为我们开路。
It's a refining process.
这是一种磨炼的过程。
Our crown of glory will even brighter.
让我们生命的冠冕更有荣耀。
So the Bible says the best requirement for a worker is his faithfulness.
圣经说，对一个工人最高的要求就是要他忠心。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
对哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
来看哥林多前书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
哥林多前书第四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
四章第二节。
Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Please read in Chinese.
二，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Once we are elected as the stewards of the church, we shall be very faithful.
我们如果被选为教会的负责人，我们要有忠心。
This is the number one requirement, I would say. This is the basic requirement.
这是对一位教会工人的最基本的要求。
In True Jesus Church nowadays, we have too many talents already.
在我们教会今日有很多人有非常多的恩赐。
So the church is not lack of gifts and talents.
所以我们教会并不缺乏才能或者恩赐。
But the church is lack of faithful brothers and sisters who workers who can truly carry out the holy work according to the Bible.
但是我们却缺乏能够有忠心真正按照圣经的这些道理来做圣工的弟兄姐妹。
When I went back to Taiwan,
当我回到台湾的时候，
I was so amazed by so many creative activities proposed by many members in Taiwan.
我在台湾看到很多教会弟兄姐妹提出很多很有创意的一些活动。
But many creative activities also can be found in the societies.
但是在社会上，我们也可以看到有各种各样有创意的活动。
Members try to love God and bring the society's gift into the church.
信徒们是将他在社会上的一些恩赐带到教会来，想用此来爱神。
Of course, we should measure those kind of activities according to the standard of the Bible.
但是我们却要用圣经的标准来比较，来衡量这些是否。
But most important one is really faithfulness.
但最重要的，对一个信徒来说，一个工人来说，最重要的就是他的忠心。
Paul was a very self-disciplined person.
使徒保罗是一位自我非常有节制的人。
Therefore, even he was stoned to death in his missionary, he would get up and go to the place to preach. The places where people stoned him to death.
他有一次几乎快被别人用石头打死，但是在他第二天他又站起来继续去为这些用石头打他的人来宣道。
He would rather lose his life than fulfilling the missionary of God. For the mission of God, he don't care if he lose his life or not.
为了他的传道宣道工作，他甚至愿意来付出他的生命。
This is indeed very faithful.
这是 最大的忠心的表现。
Because of his this kind of mentality, later on he do not want Mark to follow him, to do the second missionary work.
因为这样子他，所以第二次他不希望马可来跟随他，跟他第二次的宣道生涯。
Mark was from a rich family.
因为马可出生一位富有的家庭。
It's really not very easy to do missionary work.
是对他来说很难去做这种宣道的生涯。
If you have chance to go to Africa.
如果你们有机会去非洲的话
，Really, it is a lot of time. You only eat two meals a day.
今天，这经常的，一天你只能吃到两餐饭。
Sometimes you do not know where you are going to stay the following night.
甚至不知道第二个晚上将会在哪里居住。
I think for rich kids, it is a lot of test to change the bed every night.
对他，对一些出生比较从富贵家庭出生的孩子们，不知道第二天要睡在哪里，这是非常困难。
Therefore, Paul proposed not to bring him along the following missionary trip.
这样，这是为什么保罗不愿意带马可在他第二次的宣道的旅程中。
But thank God, Mark later on learned to be faithful.
但是后来马可学会要怎么样子忠心来服侍神。
Therefore, he became a very useful vessel in the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么他后来成为神非常有用的器皿。
Kaloka Park Church is a quite small church in.Member-wise. So many brothers and sisters got to assume many responsibilities in the church.
姐妹们要担负教会各种各样的责任。
I thank God that a lot of us indeed try our very best to serve the Lord.
感谢神，很多信徒能够尽力来服侍神。
Because they know that faithfulness is the very best requirement.
因为他们知道忠心是最基本的神对我们的要求。
Now, how do we show our faithfulness in serving?
我们怎么样子在服事中表现我们的忠心呢？
Please turn to Luke chapter 16.
我们来看路加福音十六章。
Of course, there are many ways we can define faithfulness.
当然有很多种方法来定义这个信忠心。
But I like to use two verses to define faithfulness.
这里我们要用这两句经节来定义什么叫做忠心。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
16 verse 10.
16章第10节
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. The Bible here teaches us that you know, if we are able to be faithful in the little things, we can be faithful in the great responsibility that is given to us.
这里圣经教导我们，人在最小的事上忠心，我们在大事上。
We should not despise any tiny responsibility entrusted by the church.
我们不要轻视任何教会交托给我们的责任。
Because it is the teststone for us to be entrusted with greater responsibility.
因为这是一个试金石，让我们可以显现是否我们能够承担责任。
Faithfulness is an attitude. It doesn't matter what kind of great job are entrusted or small jobs are entrusted.
所以忠心是一个态度，不论工作的大小。
So I share with you, I really admire a youth.
我跟大家分享过，我非常的敬仰，非常的敬重一位年轻弟兄。
Because from his testimony, I was very touched.
从他的见证中，我感到非常的感动。
I share with me that, you know, whenever he got to lead the night before, he got to make a special prayer.
他说每一次他第二天要领师之前。前天晚上他总要做一个特别的祷告。
He have to make sure his clothes is ironed and is tidy and clean.
他总是要让他的衣服穿得非常的整洁。
He have to be in the church on time.
他要准时来到教会。
So this really show his heart of faithfulness.
这就表现了他有这么一颗忠诚的心。
That's Wednesday, two days ago, Wednesday night, we have a youth Bible study in my house.
礼拜三的晚上，在我家有一个查经聚会。
There was a high school sister share about a worker in Boyne Park Church.
她有一位高中的姐妹，她就分享一位伯恩教会的工人的故事。
She said, really, there are some people that she observed when she was a little kid.Until high school, he is always the last one to leave the church.
他观察说，他从小到他上高中的时候，他观察到这位工人总是最后一个离开教会。
She is very touched by the deeds of this worker.
这位工人的行为让他感觉到非常的感动。
I think it's not only touched the little hearts of a little girl, it also touched the hearts of our Lord Jesus Christ.
相信这位工人的行为不仅感动了这位小女孩的心，更是感动了主耶稣的心。
I think another way to define faithfulness is put God first in our life.
另外一种来定义忠心的方法就是我们是否把神放在我们生活中的第一位。
A lot of responsibilities in this world.
我们在这个世上也有很多的责任。
We have many roles in this world.
我们在世上也扮演各种各样的角色。
In the office, we have a role.
在我们的办公室，我们有一个角色。
In the family, we have a role to play.
家庭中也有一个角色。
In the church, we also assign a role to play.
教会中也有一个角色。
Now, if these three roles are in conflict,
如果这三者有冲突的话，
what is our priority?
优先权要怎么样子摆定？
This is something to define our faithfulness.
这也是这样子来定义我们是否忠心的标准之一。
To see if God can deserve the first priority.
我们要看神在我们生命中是否有占到第一位。
I think it's very, very tough to request that a lot of time we forsake our role in the family or office and just try to fulfill the role in the church.Sometimes it's really very, very, very hard to fulfill this kind of requirement.
我想这是非常难的一个要求。我们要放弃我们工作，放弃我们家庭中扮演的角色，来扮演教会的角色。
But actually, the Bible promises us that the yoke of God is not too heavy for us to bear.
但是圣经却应许我们的担子不会太重。
Because God will co-yoke with us.
因为主耶稣会帮我们承担我们的担子。
If we truly can put God first in our life,
我们把神能够在我们生命中放到第一位，
God will help us with our office work.
神就会在我们所行的各样事上来帮助我们。
God will help us with our family work.
神也会让我们家祝福我们的家庭。
A lot of time we try our very best for our other priorities.
我们有时候会尽力去做别的事情。
But without the blessing of God, really, we find out that we put into a lot of efforts, but our harvest is not as blessed.
但是如果我们没有神的祝福的话，我们再多的努力，我们得到的也是非常的有限。
On the other way, we indeed try our best, and God knows our heart.
但是如果另外一方面，如果我们尽力去做，神知道我们的心的话，
we will notice that God pays special care to our family.And special care to our job.
我们就会发现神有特别的来照看我们的家庭，我们的工作。
Who else can take a much better job than God, who really help us in our daily life?
如果神来帮助我们的话，我们的工作还能有比这更好的吗？
I think that is the secret to live in this world.
我想这是一个在这个世上居住一个成功的生活的诀窍。
I think many workers amongst us over here have already tested this kind of secret.
相信我们在大家在信徒当中有很多的工人已经尝到了这种奥秘。
Yes, indeed, the responsibility of the church is great sometimes.
真的，教会的责任有时候对我们来说可能是非常巨大。
But we also experience that without God, our life is very meaningless and really cannot live to our without God, many of our expectations cannot be met in life.
但是我们更体验到，没有神的话，我们生命中许多盼望都会成空。
And there's no meanings sometimes.
最后，生命变得没有意义。
So may the Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
I know to request a person to be faithful until death is very, maybe very harsh to nowadays Christian.
我知道要求一位工人能够至死忠心，可能对现在的基督徒是一个非常难的要求。
But this is the process to receive the crown of life.
但是这却是来接受、承受生命冠冕的一个必去经过的过程。
It is a blessing process.
是一个祝福的过程。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿神打开我们的眼睛。
So we can see the treasure in serving the Lord.
让我们能看到服侍主有很是大有财富的。
Let's turn to. Let's sing a hymn again.
我们再来唱一首诗。